This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Cool stuff. I'm now joined by Mr. Lee Richardson from the Blue Oyster Art Space on Dowling Street. We're going to be talking about his new role and some exhibition stuff and some general stuff as a graphic designer. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Very good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, nice. Did you avoid the rain this morning? Or you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I had a wee. We sleep in, just to avoid that. So you heard it and then just chilled out in bed from it.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice to fall asleep to it.
Yeah, totally.
But it's not nice to be in amongst the rain. How are things over at the Blue Oyster? I haven't been there for quite a while.
Yeah, no, it's going great, eh? Like, I'm pretty new to the role, so I've only been in Dunedin for kind of like about a month and a half now. And I'm the graphic designer there, so I get to make some cool printed matter and ephemera and things that go with the gallery.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a real fun job because, I mean, I don't know, Blue Oyster for me always had real cool posters. Like, they really invested in their graphic design, which is something I'm very excited to see you take on. It can be real, real sick. You mentioned earlier, before we were on air, about how you've been all over the place, kind of overseas and Amsterdam and LA and stuff. Where was the last place that you were before coming to Blue Oyster?
So before Blue Oyster, I was based in Amsterdam. And I was working at a pretty sweet bar out there called Bar Theo. And I was doing a bit of graphic design for them, as well as working on a few different design projects to do with sort of mainly institutions and art schools and a few venues in Amsterdam. So got to do a bunch of screen printing and some sweet collaborations. So, yeah, that was sort of where I was before here.
Very exciting. There's something that's really unique about Blue Oyster in that it's an artist-run space. What do you think... What kind of unique strength do you think that provides you as the graphic designer?
I guess... these spaces are really important in terms of sort of that flow for contemporary art and people moving through, I guess, this arts ecology within New Zealand. And the idea of the in-house graphic designer within a gallery or cultural institution is really hard to find. Like, these roles
really?
Don't really exist anymore because they get outsourced, I guess. And I guess they become potentially more of a marketing exercise and less of the idea as the graphic designer to interpret and then communicate that potentially out there, but using their style and developing a style that's maybe not focused on sort of that marketing return potentially. Yeah.
Very, very fascinating. I'd assume that a lot of places would have in-house graphic design, but I guess it is easier to just farm it out to like some kind of marketing agency.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the idea that this role being the graphic designer at the Blue Oyster potentially treated more as design as maybe the art form potentially, and I guess more experimental giving that breadth. I guess now in design roles the turnover is really high, the output's really high, and it's probably more screen orientated than the physical material that you get to pick up.
More stuff for like social media.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's figuring out how that can go hand in hand. Like, the, you know, you need sort of both, I reckon. I think strong social media can also work really strong as printed matter too, and it's how do you meet that in the middle somehow.
One that's interesting you say about the outsourcing of graphic design, because now that you say that, I feel like a lot of graphic design I've seen, whether it's promotions for events or a program initiative, whatever it is, they all have a very similar styling. There's a lot of very huge trends at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that because a lot of that work is being outsourced, the trends are getting more and more popular than they would have been, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Maybe. I guess it's also maybe this, we're seeing so much content.
Yeah.
And maybe it blurs into one, and even thinking about kind of that AI conversation, but where that those sort of early AI kind of images all kind of were using the same hues and tones, and we're kind of blurring into one, and maybe... and maybe it's how a trend works, but it's things can just kind of blur into one, or we're searching for nostalgia still, or what are we looking for?
Well, there's been some pretty big trends in graphic design lately, whether that's the kind of 70s styling, 3D bubble text, and very prominently, I've noticed, especially for media outlets such as like RNZ and the spinoff, a lot of color clashing. As a graphic designer, how do you... Do you tend to shy away from these, or do you tend to take little elements of them and embrace them in your work? Where are you with these things?
I guess that 3D moment, that bubble text moment, was pretty fun. Like, I must say, I'm not the best technically skilled on like the computer, I'm still pretty hands-on in some respects, like letting the material that I'm working with dictate what I make. So may it be I'm screen printing, so I know those parameters, so that sort of can inform the design decisions. But of course, you can't say, yeah, like, of course you're influenced by trends and what's happening, and I guess it depends what you want to take from it or not. But I feel like that the bubble text moment is probably the movie, but maybe interesting because it's maybe such a contemporary moment as well. And I think that's interesting. The one that I'm sort of noticing at the moment is really like bare bones, using lots of like actual things, like seeing the workings potentially of like screenshots, like really, like you still see the head bar of like your screensaver or something like that. So yeah, using like what's really there and showing the layers behind it.
I mean, I can kind of say that about the breakfast poster for this show, wherever it might be. I don't think it's oh, it's up there. Yeah, it's up there on top of the CD bookcase. It's definitely got some real clip art type elements there. Not clip art, but you know.
Yeah.
You touched on AI before, and that is a really interesting field because it's only going to get better in terms of its improved ability to, you know, higher fidelity and more, I guess, more creative, in air quotes. Where do you think that puts graphic designers in the next, like, decade? Do you think that's going to be a dying industry?
Probably not. Like, I think it's, you know, they really? Probably said that when, like, print is dead or something, can we still have print? And the idea that, you know, big shops, like print shops, are shutting down. And, of course, that did happen, and the industry's had to change. But it will just be another tool that the graphic designer uses, potentially. And maybe that word changes what graphic designer is. They might turn to operators themselves or something. But I still think there will always be that physical connection with things, and that's always needed. And I don't know where AI is in terms of printing. I guess, you know, we've got 3D printing and things, but it'll be interesting to see how that looks when it's off the screen. But also the great thing about graphic design that I've found is the mistakes or the things that you think shouldn't have worked, or they did work or didn't. That's maybe the moment that still could be alive there is paint spilling or something. Like that might be the thing that AI can't replicate. But it is scary. I don't know. I don't know. But maybe it's exciting. You got to maybe embrace it. Like, you can't get too up on your horse about it. But I still love print. And it's crazy. I guess you could say, like, you know, the resurgence of tape decks and like vinyl, right? That's something that everyone said was dead. Or Kodak, or like film photography.
They've become sort of like mini like industry things.
Sure. And you know, for boutique, you know, musicians, you know, as we know, it's like the CD and the tape and the record, the other things that are like making people money still. So I don't know, we all thought that disappeared. So yeah, I think that's maybe the exciting moment, that if history keeps on repeating like it usually does, we should be in an okay place, maybe. Who knows?
Well, I sure hope so. Far out. One thing I wanted to ask you is, what is the work that you're currently doing there that will be next available for Blue Oyster?
So this Friday at 5:30, we're hosting a wee event at the Blue Oyster, and it is a launch for our call for proposals. So we're inviting anyone that's around town to come through and to pick up this proposal pack that I've designed. Effectively, it's a poster, but you get to cut it out and produce a miniature Blue Oyster to test out some things as a mini market or model of the space, to get people thinking about what they might want to propose for a show at the gallery. So that could be something cool if people want to pop along and see something. It's making the thing three-dimensional, the posters and objects, so you get to cut it up and make your own. So that's the first little project.
Awesome. I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for coming through, Lee. That was a real fascinating yarn.
Sweet ass, thank you.
Awesome, thank you very much. That was Lee Richardson from Blue Oyster Art Space talking about his new role, graphic design, a bunch of real, real fun stuff coming up.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.